I've got. How's my boy today? I know it's been 3 weeks, but you know how far I've got to go these days to make ends meet. And how's your mama now with her new living frame? Oh, how I hate the wounds that never seem to mend. He said, I don't call him daddy, but he takes care of things. When you pick me up on Friday, are you gonna bring me anything? Oh, don't worry, Dad, you know it don't matter what we do, 'cause I don't call him daddy, he can never be like you. God bless the little hearts, they're the ones who really pay. When mom and dad can't get along and they go their separate ways, in a way I'm glad there's someone there to fill the empty space. Tears of understanding streak down a dirty face. He said, I don't.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Talks of tariffs and counter tariffs between the U.S., Canada, Mexico, and China leading to uncertainty for businesses and households. The U.S. could impose added duties on aluminum products this week. ABC's Alexis Christophorus has more on the economic risk.
I actually spoke with the chief economist at Moody's today, Mark Zandi, who says that the recession risk is growing. He now puts it at 35% versus 15% for a recession early next year. He says this could happen if the Trump tariffs are put in place and remain there for at least a few months.
Ukrainian President Zelensky arriving in Saudi Arabia ahead of tomorrow's ceasefire talks with U.S. and Russian officials. A source close to Zelensky tells ABC News he will propose a partial ceasefire during talks. In California, the district attorney in L.A. says he will not oppose resentencing for the Menendez brothers. Both are serving time for the murders of their parents more than 3 decades ago. This is ABC News. Texas has moved to create its own government efficiency committee led by Republicans. It reflects DOGE. The state version, though, raising some eyebrows.
The Texas House Committee on Delivery of Government Efficiency has, among its duties, oversight over the newly formed Texas Space Commission. Its vice chair is the general manager of the SpaceX Starbase.
That's concerning.
Democratic State Representative Ana Maria Rodriguez Ramos says the Space Commission hands out state money and
almost 20% of the grants given were people on your board,
including a $7.5 million grant that went to SpaceX. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In southwestern Congo, officials say a boat capsized, killing at least 25 people. Authorities say many of them were soccer players returning from a match Sunday night. Some 30 others survived. In Florida, reports of a tornado touchdown near Sanford today. Seminole County authorities say one house collapsed. There are no reports of injuries. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Universities of Wisconsin President Jay Rothman says indirect costs targeted by Trump administration funding cuts are the fuel that powers critical research.
If the indirect costs are cut, there has been no indication that that's going back to be reinvested in research.
During a press conference last week, Rothman and UW-Madison Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin said campuses are preparing for expected funding cuts. Prison time for a Racine County man who assaulted a DNR warden in northern Wisconsin.
A Forest County judge sentenced 43-year-old Mark Zerba to 4.5 years initial confinement, followed by 4.5 years extended supervision. According to the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Zerba pleaded guilty to battery and attempted battery to a law enforcement officer. The July 2022 incident began when Zerba's daughter was pulled over by the warden for speeding on a UTV. A DOJ release characterizes the subsequent attack as brutal and that the warden feared for their life. The unidentified warden fired their weapon and struck Zerba. The Forest County DA cleared the warden of any criminal charges. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Resolution adopted by the Dane County Board asks state lawmakers to act to prevent gun violence or allow the board to do so. State Senator Kel DeRoyes of Madison spoke at a press conference prior to Thursday's county board meeting.
I don't know how many dead kids we need for Republicans in this building to start caring about that and prioritizing their lives and their safety over their own political careers. I don't know what it's going to take.
Resolution asks lawmakers to approve criminal background checks for third-party gun purchases, require locked gun storage, and red flag laws. Republican majorities in the legislature have previously opposed such efforts.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Practically feeling like summer out there today. Shattering record high temperatures across the state as we soar to the upper 60s. And don't mind the breeze, it's pulling out of the south, warming us up about 30 degrees above where we should be. So soak it up and enjoy the sunshine, because we do fall colder tomorrow. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, it's 54.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovi at Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Extremely mixed, with equities under heavy pressure. Investors and money managers are attempting to account for a potential economic slowdown in the States. We'll dive into what that might mean for the energy markets and take a look at trends in the used machinery market.
Live! There's a new sheriff in Tariff Town via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This morning we'll begin with a conversation with Machinery Pete. That's Greg Peterson. Then it's Phil Flynn from the Price Futures Group. And directly following the news, Brett Waltz from BAM WX. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now here's the host of AgriTalk, Chip Glory.
Tariff Town, huh?
Woo! You betcha. New sheriff.
Wow.
Too, bro.
New sheriff in Tariff Town. Wow,
that's
wow,
right.
wow. Yeah, I'm not too sure. How long do we want to hang out in this town?
You know, I'm not sure.
I'm not I guess sure either.
As long as the bear holds out, I'll be here all week, I guess.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And I'm not sure anybody knows exactly how long we want to hang out in this town. President Trump, in a conversation over the weekend, did not say no, there will not be a recession. He's holding out the possibility that we're going to be going through a tough economic time here, part of it, and we've talked about this several times, but part of it is the tariffs, the impacts of the tariffs, and the willingness to get to the other side and come out with a better situation than what we've got right now. So,
well,
we're going to be banking a lot on the demand from U.S. consumers to make that happen.
Yes. Well, and as far as the tariffs themselves, you know, it depends on what camp you fall in. Are the tariffs a revenue creating scheme?
Yeah. No.
Or are they a negotiating tactic? You know what I mean?
I gotta believe that based on some of the evidence that we've seen, it's a negotiating tactic. It's to get more of what he wants on the borders. It's to work on the trade deficit, and so on. If it was about generating revenue, I think we'd be seeing more conversation about that. And I'm just not seeing it right now. So All right, buddy. Hey, we've got Brett Waltz coming up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk to Greg Peterson, of course, and then we're going to dive into what this means for the energy markets. Phil Flynn coming up at the bottom of the hour. All right, let's get to the news.
I'll start with the weather. Chip, dry and windy conditions will bring critical fire weather to much of the northern and central plains today. Then critical fire weather is expected across New Mexico into the southern plains Tuesday into Saturday. A Pacific storm with atmospheric river will bring heavy mountain snow and strong winds to the Sierra Nevada and heavy rainfall over parts of coastal Southern California at midweek. There's been talk of a humongoid bomb cyclone or something. I saw all sorts of stuff over the weekend. Chip, did you see anything on this for maybe something for the end of this week?
I got a feeling we've got somebody coming up that can give us a better answer on that than I can.
let's hold out for that then. I've got some daily sales activity. Private exporters reported 126,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Japan during the 24-25 marketing year and 195,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations. That's also for the 24-25 marketing year.
Love to see that demand. Keep it coming.
Well, all three major U.S. stock indices scored gains Friday after the jobs data and comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, but all three registered losses for the week. The U.S. dollar index hit a four-month low, down over 4% this year. So far, the worst performance since 2008 in the dollar there. Let me look up at my screen here.
Dollar's about 100 points lower right now.
Okay. All right. Oh, and the equity's lower as well.
Oh,
hey, here's a piece
sharply
of good news. The National Grain and Feed Association announced the Mid-Mississippi River officially opened for navigation at 7 a.m. Central Time this morning.
Tug and a single barge made its way up on Saturday, and that was what they were looking for, to go ahead and pull the trigger on it. I actually saw it. I didn't realize it was that big of a deal until now when I see that it's in the news. I'm like, whoa.
You were a part of the news, and you didn't even know it.
Dang it.
You can't coach that kind of thing. That's impressive. Chinese levies against U.S. ag goods started today. However, goods already in transit will be exempted. Beijing announced the retaliation just as President Trump's extra 10% blanket tariff on Chinese goods kicked in, on top of previous levies, ramping up the trade war between the world's two largest economies. Additionally, Chip, China has suspended soybean imports from three U.S. entities on alleged quality concerns. We talked about that last week, but, the trade war is on, I guess.
The trade war's on. That's exactly right.
Yep. In a Sunday Fox News interview, the president expressed doubts about Ukraine's ability to survive against Russia, even with full U.S. support. In addition to halting financial aid, the Trump administration also paused intelligence sharing with Kyiv. Ukrainian and American officials are expected to meet in Saudi Arabia this week. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick shot down the possibility of a forthcoming recession during a Sunday interview on NBC. Quote, absolutely not, Lutnick said when asked whether Americans should brace for a recession. Lutnick crowed, quote, there's going to be no recession in America, adding, quote, Donald Trump is a winner. He's going to win for the American people. That's just the way it's going to be. Lutnick did confirm that 25% tariffs on steel and aluminum imports will take effect Wednesday. That's the 12th. With no expected exemptions. Lutnick, big fan of the president's there, Chip.
It sounds a lot like blind faith to me.
A lot of faith.
All right, buddy, let's go ahead and get over to Brett Waltz, BamWX.com. Good morning, Brett.
Hey, good morning, Chip.
Okay, beautiful in the Midwest here at the start of the week, right?
Yeah, I mean, record-breaking warmth today, actually, up into the 70s, maybe some 80s in parts of Nebraska. Much of the upper Midwest, 60s, 70s, near 80s, just beautiful. It'll get a little cooler tomorrow morning, but really much of the next 4 to 5 days will be a good bit warmer than normal. But as you all alluded to, a major, major storm system in the cards as we work into Friday and Saturday of this week.
Okay, what is that system?
Yeah, so I don't know if it's going to qualify as a bomb cyclone. That has to be dropping pressure 24 millibars in 24 hours. But it will be close, and I do think that you're probably breaking records for parts of Iowa and Minnesota in terms of the lowest pressure for the month of March. It's an extremely strong low pressure system. It's going to bring severe weather to parts of probably the lower Ohio Valley down through the deep south. Maybe snow and blizzard conditions again for parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, and really, really gusty winds, 40 to maybe 60 miles per hour for the Midwest Ohio Valley as we work into Friday, Saturday.
This thing's no joke.
No, it's going to have major impacts for really the entire central part of the country.
Holy smokes. Okay. Any headlines that we need to be aware of out of South America?
Yeah, South America, next 10 days, focusing on Brazil here, still pretty dry. I do see some relief in the cards, the kind of the 20th to 25th of the month, some rain in there, but I'm concerned by the end of March we go back to dry down there. So not an extended period of moisture for those areas that need it.
All right, good stuff. Hey, Brett, thank you so much. We'll check back in with you later, okay? Thanks.
Thank you, Chip.
You bet. Brett Waltz, BAMWX.com. Coming up next, we are going to take a look at what is going on in the used machinery market. It's our regular Monday morning episode with Machinery Pete, Greg Peterson, here on AgriTalk.
Give corn the micronutrients it needs to succeed early and efficiently with Maxin Ultra ZMB Plus Micronutrient, built for it. Corn plants are commonly deficient in zinc, manganese, and boron. Maxin Ultra ZMB Plus delivers a high load of all three in one efficient application. Built for maximizing crop performance potential. Built for increasing plant health. Maxin Ultra ZMB Plus. Built for it. Visit WinfieldUnited.com or contact your local Winfield United retailer today. Always read and follow label instructions.
Experience the power of Enfinity this spring. Loveland Products' newest nitrogen management innovation is available now, with three modes of action to boost naturally occurring nitrogen in the root zone and support your crops through the season. Step into a world where nitrogen comes naturally. Take advantage of this product by visiting lovelandproducts.com/infinity or contacting your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Day one. The hardest.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.56% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us.
They say if you can whistle it, you can play it. So far, I have not found that to be true.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Not true. Mm-hmm.
And that's surprising to me with you.
I know. You're used to me, like, just I can pretty much do everything.
Well.
And maybe I didn't set my mind to it, you know? Maybe I was just sort of half in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll try again. I'll try.
Double down. Okay. Double down.
I will. Yeah. Thank you for that.
Get focused.
Thank you.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. That is Davis, the multi-talented Davis.
Wow.
Yes. Let's bring in Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete. Hey, Greg. Good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, good, guys. How are you doing?
Good. You've got a long list of issues and items that we need to get through. So get us started with the pick of the week.
Yeah, March is always sort of my favorite month of the year for auctions. It's crazy. But pick of the week, we got to highlight the all-time record high price on a sprayer. Just clocked in Thursday, online farm auction by Sullivan Auctioneers and Big Iron out of Eubank, Kentucky for Bielik Farms, LLC. They sold a 2024 Fendt Rogator 937H sprayer. 426 hours on it, went for $500,250. Like I say, that's the highest auction price ever on a sprayer. The previous high was just back last year. I want to say it was end of February last year in London, Ohio. We saw a 23 model Deere 612R, only had 23 hours on it, so it was new. That brought 484. So this one went a little over 16,000 over that on Thursday.
Wow. It you know, it's a late model, but it's not like they didn't use it in 2024.
Right.
Put a fair number of hours on it.
Yeah, you know, interesting with the Fendt sprayers, there is a lot of buzz around those.
Yeah.
And good folks at Fendt there, I mean, it's interesting pushing, you know, into the combines and the planters and now the sprayers. I'd have to say their push on the sprayer front is getting more traction and buzz than I've heard. And I mean, proof's in the pudding. I mean, buzz doesn't matter. It doesn't mean jack. It's like, hey, put it up for sale. What did it bring?
Right.
And, you know, like you said, it wasn't like it had 10 hours on it. It had 426 hours, and it brought over 500,000 hard cash. So
it
is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. That's impressive. Anything else at that auction?
Yeah. Well, it was a fantastic auction.
Okay.
Just a couple other highlights. They had a 22 model John Deere 9R. 440 four-wheel drive, 1,394 hours, came in at $332,250. Another sprayer, a 22 model, John Deere 612R, 616 hours, went for $392,000. So over 600 hours, pushing $400,000. Sprayers have been pretty good here the last 2-3 weeks. We've got another example to share in just a minute here. But a couple combines on the sale Thursday, a pair of 22 model John Deere S780s. 872 engine hours for 350 and a half, and then a little higher hours, 1,072 engine hours for 305 and a quarter. So again, a heck of a sale there Thursday in Eubank, Kentucky.
Wow. No heads on those combines, right?
Just the box. Yeah. Up in Canada, our friends in Canada, 95% of the time we'll sell it with the heads, but down here mostly no. But, yeah, so that's hard cash, $350,500 on a three-year-old S780 with pushing 900 engine hours. So, again, combines, sprayers, well, everything's been a little up here the last 3 weeks or so, I'd say.
Well, it's time to get geared up. Temperatures are warming up. That's right. People are starting to feel the itch.
Lace them up, boys. Here we go. Here comes 25. Hopefully it's growing season for everybody.
Tee them a little high and let's go.
Yep, you got it.
All right, take us on further south down into Alabama.
Yeah, I always love different, you know, reporting on different prices from different parts of North America. So Saturday, farm auction, a great auction company we work with, DeMott Auction Company, had a farm retirement sale for William A. Little and Sons in Fairhope, Alabama. So some late model stuff. They had a pair of 24 model John Deere 5060Es, which I don't see a ton of those yet. Hmm. Both had 6 hours on them. One went for $42,500. I think the other was like $36,000. Dozer, a 2000 Cat D6R XL. About 7,854 hours on it. That went for 91.5. And for you KSH lovers out there, they had a pair of 19 model Magnum 250s, 4,281 hours and 4,305 hours, and they went for 85 each. So that was out of the deep south on a farm auction Saturday.
Okay. All right. Are you picking up any regional trends?
I would say the trends we're seeing right now mostly is based on condition of the equipment. So sales in the south, you know, still holding pretty strong. They got pretty much level there with the Midwest over the pandemic and then the last 3-4 years. Starting, again, 24 put a little pressure on the auction market. But, again, right now I'd say, Chip, it's based on condition. So if it's out of the south and it's iffy, you know, not everything shiny, right? I mean, that's just the way life is. So that average condition stuff is under pressure.
Okay. All right. Take us up north all the way to Michigan, Hart, Michigan.
Yeah, again, Saturday, Hart, Michigan. My good friends at Meadema Auctioneering had a farm retirement sale for Todd and Sarah Greiner. And here's that other sprayer I was talking about. They had a 24-model Hagee STS-12, 512 hours on it, went for $435,000. Second highest auction price ever on a Hagee. The only higher one was last spring, end of March. Sullivan's, I think, had it out of Hamilton, Illinois, a 22 model, went for $480,500. But again, $435 hard cash, pretty good there. They had something I've never seen before, Chip, a cherry harp. Well, I've only been doing this 35 and a half years. I have not seen, well, maybe I've seen a few, but cherry harvesters. I can't say a machinery Pete is proficient on those, but there was a 2016 model, C7R12E, 1,064 hours on it, went for $135,000. I know the cherry, business is cherry farming is big over there in Michigan, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is.
Couple tractors. They had a 13 model John Deere 6190R, just under 4,400 hours, went for $87,500, and then a 98 model John Deere 8300. Classic model, just under 8,200 hours, went for $67,500. Now that one, at $67,500 with over 8,000 hours, that's the eighth highest auction price ever on a Deere 8300 over 8,000 hours. So, it's all about condition. If it can be higher houred, but if it's good condition, you can see what happens there. But if it's higher houred and kind of rough, then it's soft.
Gotcha. Go even further north, up into Alberta.
Well, I was up there last week. I was speaking last Thursday in Camrose, Alberta. Was invited by Crop Management Network, a great outfit up there, helping them with the agronomy with their customers. I think they have around 10 locations up there. Canadian people are awesome. I love hanging out with them. Of course, it's been a little contentious here lately. All I'll say is that what resonates with me is they're very proud people. Just like we are. They're very independent, and just like we are across all your listening area. I think the whole 51st state thing, that doesn't sit well.
Yeah, it's wearing a little thin, isn't it, with them?
That's frankly insulting. So but super nice people. Great to visit with them up there, and that was my first visit to Alberta, so it was a great time.
All right. Where are you going this week?
This week I'm Kentucky bound, Thursday evening. Cadiz, Kentucky. I'm going to be speaking at the Trigg County Ag Appreciation Dinner. I think it opens at 5 o'clock, dinner at 6. My good friend Michael Oliver, sales manager with Wildcat Chevrolet out of Cadiz, Kentucky, invited me down, so I'm excited. And as we mentioned at the top there, that sale out of Eubank, Kentucky, I tell you what, Kentucky farming's got it going on. I've some of the hottest sales over the past year and a half, frankly, have been out of the state of Kentucky. Yep. So we filmed one in Crofton, Kentucky in December that was gangbusters. I was in Winchester, Kentucky about a year ago. That's the sale that had the record 49.60 and 44.55. Yep. So it's, again, great people in Kentucky. So going from Alberta, Canada to Kentucky, that's a good week, I think.
That's a good week. Only got about 30 seconds. What else are you watching?
Two auctions coming up by Hanson Auction Group in Wisconsin, March 17th and 18th. Check it out, folks. Hanson Auction Group, some late model, low hour to pair a Case H Mag, a 290 and a 260, low hour at Case H 6088. Good folks there at Hanson Auction Group. Going to be some strong sales, I think.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Greg, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet. Have a great week, Chip.
All right. That is Greg Peterson, Machinery Pete, in his regular Monday feature here on AgriTalk. Okay, a lot of talk about the economy, a lot of talk about what's going on in these markets. Let's take a look at the energy markets. Phil Flynn, Price Futures, up next.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
At Mosaic, we pack our Micro Essentials fertilizer with all the good stuff required to feed your fields and improve your yields. That means you get uniform nutrient distribution, improved nutrient uptake, season-long sulfur availability, and proven performance, all from one little granule. The Mighty Micro from Mosaic Micro Essentials. We put more in, so you can get more out. Visit microessentials.com to learn more about getting more.
When it comes to farming and family, the most important thing is laying down roots. Hey, it's Matthew from Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi, and we want to help you grow your roots. From planting to harvest, we can help you lay your foundation through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and great service. We know how to help because we know Bluff Country. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of strong roots in the community and the relationships we build. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Milk markets are mixed. With this WRDN market update, I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk down 4 to 17.16, May up 1 to 17.59, June down 14 to 17.33, July milk down 5 at 17.94. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher. Boxed beef prices are higher again this week, and that's helping to support the live and feeder cattle markets. Meanwhile, the hog markets are moving mostly higher as well after the stronger close from last week. Also helping the market's cause, midday pork cutout values were also higher. April live cattle up 17 cents to 200.45. March feeder cattle up 35 cents to 277.32. April hogs up 72 cents to 88.07. Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are mixed. Soybeans lower, wheat though moving mostly higher. Wheat really leading the entire complex higher as spread action continues. A cheaper dollar also adding support along with short-term weather concerns. Soybeans lower as the trade continues to be a little bit concerned about some of the tariff issues, and also that South American weather forecast continues to allow the harvest to continue. Meanwhile, corn markets, they are moving mostly higher as a lot of positioning ahead of tomorrow's WASDE report. New crop corn down a quarter to 454. New crop beans down 8 to 1017 and a half. March wheat up 14 and a half to 548 and a quarter.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
A
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. AgriTalk is brought to you by Mosaic, the mighty micro from Mosaic Micro Essentials. We put more in so you can get more out. Visit microessentials.com to learn more about getting more.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday morning. Okay, our next guest, I've been wanting to get him on for a couple of weeks, but I kept putting it off because everybody said we need to give these markets time to adjust to the tariff talks. Well, you can only wait so long before you got to get him on here and try to figure out what it means for the energy markets. Phil Flynn, energy analyst at Price Futures Group. Phil, it's good to talk to you again. How are you?
Hi, Chip. We're making oil trading boring again, I guess, right?
Is that what we're doing? Oh, man. You know,
it is. Well, you know, I'll tell you, for oil, like you said, everybody thought, oh, my goodness, when we put on tariffs, we're going to see gasoline prices just surge and Canada's going to cut off our supply. And, you know, to be honest with you, the bark was a lot worse than the bite.
Yeah.
You know, in fact, you know, we keep getting offset with the concerns about tariff. You know, to the flip side of a geopolitical, you know, peace premium, maybe if you can get a ceasefire in Ukraine, and you get more production from OPEC. So oil's really been caught in this really lower trading range and it can't seem to move. And, you know, so it's a hurry up and wait in the oil market, you know, for the next shoe to drop, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. How have you been following what's going on in the biofuels industry as well, Phil? Because, you know, mm-hmm. we were at Commodity Classic last week, and there are a lot of people there that agree with the drill, baby, drill, but they also believe in grow, baby, grow, and let's get more biofuels into the mix. What have you picked up there?
You know, I think what I'm hearing from the Trump administration is that they are going to continue with biofuels. You know, the question is, you know, just how they're going to be subsidized, right? I mean, the Trump strategy is and always has been an everything and above strategy, right? And I think he believes that, you know, when we get into the situation with tariffs and that type of thing, it's going to level the playing field, you know, for the grain producers and the biofuel producers. So even though there's more uncertainty, and I'm sure you're hearing it from your end, you know, the expectations are that they're going to keep biofuels as a viable part of what's been happening.
Well, when he put that message out on Truth Social last week, farmers get ready to sell more here at home. So from a biofuels supporter view, what I saw when I saw that was, boy, they're going to put 100% support behind these biofuel efforts and provide as much incentive as they can to support biofuels. I mean, was that reading too much into it?
No, I think that's exactly what he's saying,
okay.
Right?
Okay.
I mean, he wants to rewrite the rules, right? He doesn't want, you know, us to be totally dependent on our exports to China, right? He wants to revitalize the industry here at home. And it starts from the top, not only from biofuels, but I think manufacturing, and, you know, streamline regulations, which is going to make it a lot easier for the producers to produce as well. Because even in the biofuel industry, you know, the regulatory costs have really been through the roof, right?
Yeah.
And if we can streamline those regulations, you know, I think it's going to be good for everybody. And I think he does. I think he wants to reinvent this. You know, kind of an interesting thing. We look at last week's jobs report. You know, it was really kind of, everybody was saying it was not that good of a report. But if you look at the homegrown jobs and manufacturing, they blew away expectations. And I think you'll see that, you know, across the board. And I think that's a good signal for the economy and the biofuel industry as a whole.
Okay. All right. A very subtle change in direction on you here. And instead of biofuels, the carbon and carbon reduction efforts. What are you seeing? Have you picked up any clues from the government if they're going to support that? To be part of the future? Is it something that the private sector is going to have to pursue? Or are these carbon reduction efforts something that we're putting in the rearview mirror?
I think here in the U.S., we're putting it in the rearview mirror, and it looks like Europe is going to be doubling down on it. Right?
Yeah.
And it seems like that the carbon credit world is going to be a European trade, right? So I think that that's where they're going to be moving towards that sector. But when you look at the carbon credit situation, has it been a real success? I mean, that's the question the Trump administration is asking. And is there a better way to do it other than carbon credits, right? Because I think the Trump administration believes that the carbon credit, you know, system really didn't, you know, achieve what it was supposed to achieve, right? And then it's very clunky. But I believe that Europe is going to be doubling down on it. I think that's where the market's going to be for carbon credits. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to be, you know, you'll still be able to hedge, but just on a European exchange.
Okay. All right. Okay. What is your domestic outlook? Energy, economy, even President Trump over the weekend said that we can't rule out a recession. Lutnick comes right out and says, no, there's no way that's going to happen. I'm not sure what to expect in here, Phil.
There is a lot of uncertainty, right? And, you know, I think Donald Trump, very un-Donald Trump-like, is trying to downplay expectations, right? Usually he's saying, this is going to make the stock market go to the moon and we're going to get tired of winning. Now he's being a little bit downcast. And I think he wants to downplay expectations. But we're seeing a substantial change in the economy from what we have seen over the last couple of years. This is an economy that's been propped up by government spending, government jobs, right? And the real economy hasn't been doing that great. I mean, if you look at the average person on the street, everybody says, well, the stock market's doing great. The numbers are wonderful, but they didn't feel it because, you know, they were seeing inflation taking away, you know, their paycheck every week. And what we're seeing with these policies is a removal of that government spending. That is going to reduce inflation. That's going to put real money back in people's pockets. And I think that's the direction he's saying. Now, could the stock market take a hit? Could we see less growth because we're laying off, you know, a whole bunch of government workers? Possibly. But I think what you're going to see is a transfer from the government sector back to the private sector. And people are going to feel better because they're going to be making more money with less inflation.
Okay. All right. Can you learn more about the condition of the economy by watching the energies or the equities, or is there another market that you watch?
I used to say that oil was a canary in the coal mine, you know, for the economy, right? And I think you could tell more by supply and demand. And if you look at globally, the economy's doing great because demand's at a record high. Yeah. But we are seeing a dislocation. We're not seeing the growth that we saw in China in the recent years. So that has slowed down the prices. But if you look at the energy prices, you would say that they're signaling stable growth, right? Because steady oil prices are good for the consumer and they are good for the user, right? And the producer. And I think we've got a pretty, you know, sweet spot with energy. You know, we've heard a lot of bearish cases, a lot of bullish cases. But I don't think the Trump administration has got enough credit on the oil side. Now, everybody will flip the natural gas in. What did you see what happened to natural gas last week? It went limit up last night. Yeah. You know, but, I, you know, and that's partly due to the tariff fears and the cutoffs of supplies. But what it's really due to is the fact that, you know, the demand for natural gas, we were complacent. Everybody thought we were going to be producing natural gas. Prices would be low forever. But if you look at inventories, you know, they're the tightest they've been, you know, in 5 or 10 years for this time of year.
Yep. Okay. So what's the crude oil market telling us about the Russia-Ukraine situation? Is it telling us that we're going to find a way to end the fighting?
It is. I mean, we've seen a reduction in premium, war premium, since Donald Trump has engaged both sides, right? And even though this has been rocky, the market's basically pricing in the possibility that the sanctions on Russian oil are going to be lifted. Right. And even though Europe is screaming and crying, you know, who's going to benefit more but Europe, right? And if they lift the price caps, which Donald Trump is thinking about doing, if they can stop the killing, I mean, this is going to be a win-win for the global economy. And I think the oil market's telling us that's going to be a good thing.
If that happens, it's a $50 market, isn't it?
think so. I mean, I know President Trump's people are talking they'd like to see $50. I'd say be careful of what you ask for, right? I think the prices that you're seeing today, you know, a price range below 80 and above 65 is a sweet spot. And I think that the administration, if they could keep it in this range, you know, everybody's going to win. And I think they're at that point right now.
Okay. All right. Got a minute left, right where I wanted to be. What am I missing? What are you looking at that I'm missing?
You know, I think you have to look at the amazing impact of what DOGE is going to do on all these markets. And even though we're seeing all this turmoil and fear right now, one of the biggest concerns that we have had for years, and we've said it before, you know, the biggest concern to the economy has been record debt and the government spending too much money, and that we've been saying that is the cure for inflation. Yeah, so yeah. When I hear people say, oh, tariffs, it's going to cause inflation. No. What the Trump administration is doing by removing all of this wasteful spending and cutting government spending is going to reduce inflation. So what you're seeing in all the gnashing of teeth in Washington from government bureaucrats, everybody should be smiling around the rest of the country, because that's putting money back in their pocket where it belongs.
Yeah, people are saying, oh, these 10 million and 20 million and 40 million little chunks, they're not enough to make any difference. I think that's where you make the difference, is what it does to that consumer spending out there. Phil, good stuff, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Phil Flynn, Price Futures Group.
Scammers are...
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
What if your limited inventory had unlimited potential? What if your biggest risk was not taking one? What if you could make every move matter? Bank of America's Business Solutions can help bring your biggest what-ifs within reach. Find out how our digital tools, cutting-edge insights, and trusted expertise can work for your business. What would you like the power to do? Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Bank of America is proud to be the official bank sponsor of FIFA World Cup 2026.
With Great Plains hybrid and vertical tillage equipment. Break up residue, prep your seed bed, and give your soil the best start possible with a Great Plains TurboMax, Velocity, or TerraMax. Spring won't wait, and neither should you. Find your perfect tillage tool at GreatPlainsAg.com or visit your local Great Plains dealer today and get ready to grow. Great Plains, your best spring starts here.
Whatever crop you grow, we can help you protect it. Bootstrapped and ready to serve, Atticus delivers battle-tested chemistries, AIs that you've come to trust and rely on from a manufacturer that strives to operate in a way that makes us accessible, responsive, and reliable. Our relevant portfolio is ready to protect your battlefields and livelihood. No matter the pest, weather, or politics, Atticus and your American farmer tenacity is battle-ready. Meet your ally, AtticusLLC.com.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Neogen. Prioritizing herd health and embracing genomic testing are key steps toward maximizing your operation's success. Stay ahead of the curve, invest in your herd's health, and uncover their full potential.
Whistling, it doesn't help me with Van Halen either, Chip.
Oh, come on. I'll bet I can you whistle play it. Van Halen.
I can whistle the heck out of it. You know,
I'll bet you can play it too.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I don't feel tardy at the moment. I brought my pencil.
Okay,
Chip Flory is here with us as well.
Yeah.
Hey, I had an exciting day today. I did something I haven't done for quite a while. Well, no, that's not quite true. I haven't done often for quite a while. I put on a tie before 8 a.m. today, Chip. A tie and a jacket. Huh?
Wow. I mean,
I'm sure people just envision me sort of sitting here in my Speedo and my robe, you know, as is customary. And on a normal day, yeah. Okay. Sure. We're somewhere in that ballpark.
Okay. Okay.
Not today. Not today. No. And not the Mondays that follow today in perpetuity. We taped the first episode of the Pro Farmer Podcast, bro.
Oh.
The Pro Farmer Podcast. We talked about, oh man, last week it was crazy. And then we're like, what do you see for this coming week? It was great. I talked to Brian Grady about it.
Okay.
You know how he is on the markets. He's so good.
He
knows. And then I had Lane Acree, who I haven't spent much time with, but writes for Pro Farmer. He's fantastic. He did this kind of, let's look at Trump 1.0 tariffs. What happened? What did the markets do? How long did it take to unravel? Okay, now let's look at Trump 2.0. A couple of fascinating conversations. It's going to drop later on this afternoon.
Lane seems like a history buff to me.
He is. He is. When I wanted to start him at Trump 1.0, he took me back to the 70s, dude.
Really?
Like all the way back. Yeah. And said, well, no, actually, you know, there are, I don't want to give too much away. Fascinating conversation. On the brand new Pro Farmer Podcast. It's very exciting. Yeah.
We're
thrilled about it.
Got something else going on here, this week. Smart Farming Week.
Ooh. Okay.
At Farm Journal. So if you want some info on that, and we're going to talk to Jared Creed this afternoon on the show, we're going to talk about crop insurance and some other issues, but, Jared is also very much involved in some of these smart farming issues. And you notice I'm not saying climate smart farming.
Okay.
I'm just saying smart farming.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with trying to do what you do better each and every day.
Sure.
I try.
Sure.
I'm not always successful, but I try.
Oh, stop. Stop.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. So this is all about using the technology that you've got available to you to do things more efficiently. To me, that sounds pretty smart. And this, like I said, this is not the Climate Smart Farming Week. It is the Smart Farming Week. So if you want to be a part of it, just go to agweb.com and look for the Smart Farming Week link at the very top of the page, and it will take you straight to the coverage.
Now, I wonder, do they have links to pork recipes to aid with the smart farming? Because
see,
when I eat pork, I'm always a little smarter, a little sharper. You know
darn
what I mean?
Right. Darn right. You know? I'm with you. I'm with you. I've felt the phenomenon myself.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Pork is an integral part of my smart broadcasting program. You know what I mean?
I do know.
It's
what
a regimen. It's a regimen.
We appreciate it when you load up on things like bacon and ham and pot roast and, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy tummies. Happy tummies. Phil Flynn from the Price Futures Group. I don't want to let this get away because he kept using a word. And that word was growth. Phil is focused on growth. Everyone concerned about the tariffs. What might this mean? What?
Yeah.
Oh, nat gas. Did you see nat gas spiked? He's focused on growth. And sometimes along with growth come growing pains, don't they?
Right. And it's not just the tariffs. It's the reductions in the in regulations.
Yep.
It's clearing the path for people to do business. That's where a lot of that growth is anticipated. The growth is not anticipated in government jobs. That is not the plan any longer.
No.
It's going to be real economic growth. And if he's right, and find a hole in the arguments that that he was making.
Right.
You know, he got done and I was just like, jeepers, criminy. Man, I'm going to have to go back and listen to that again. But at the same time, you listen to it once, and it's pretty easy to understand the concepts that he was talking about.
Absolutely.
And why it should generate economic activity.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, that does not mean that the transition goes 100% smoothly. Mm-hmm. There could be some issues, some bumps along the way.
Yep.
And some rough spots in the economy. But generally speaking, this is about coming out the other end in better condition than what we go in.
Yeah. Well, and I know that ag country, farmers, ranchers are concerned about the way that things are going right now with the uncertainty and everything. But don't forget, I mean, there's folks that live in town that are losing their jobs over this deal, you know?
Right.
There are some major changes taking place here, necessary changes. I'm curious to see when the expectations for the jobs report leave out all of what would have been government jobs a year ago. You know what I mean? When do we reset? It's probably going to have to be reset lower for the jobs added over, you know, over the period. But if we're not expecting to be adding government jobs like we used to, I think that eventually watchers are going to clue into that, aren't they, Chip? Because this last one looked weird without all the government jobs in it.
Yeah. That's definitely going to have to focus on the private sector and where that's going to take us going forward. No question about it. No question. Okay, guys, we're coming up. We're only 5 days away from decision time on crop insurance, and I know that some of you and many of you have already made the decision on crop insurance, but we're going to talk through it this afternoon. There's still time for some adjustments. We got Jared Creed, JC Marketing, coming on here. He's got some definite thoughts and attitudes on what you should be looking at for crop insurance coverage this year. We're going to go through that. And hey, I know what else. We're going to talk meat exports tomorrow morning right here. We've got Dan Holstrom from USMEF. Right here on AgriTalk.
This is Andrew McRae, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends from grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Congratulations to the Durand, Arkansas Panther girls basketball team on their qualification for the WYAA state tournament in Green Bay. I'm Brian Winnikins, inviting you to join me, along with former Durand, Arkansas girls basketball coach Lionel Jones and Randy Kohler, for complete coverage of the Panthers' trip to Green Bay. Our coverage begins at 6 p.m. on Thursday night, and tip-off of the Panthers' Division IV state semifinal against St. Mary Catholic will be at 8:15. Coverage from the WYAA Girls Basketball Tournament is brought to you in part by Security Financial Bank, Advent Health of Durand, Bauer Built Tire and Service Center Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, and our streaming audio being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand and Adam.